Ding dong. Hello?
This is the Basics Guide to Women's Wrestling, your best source for women's wrestling commentary and recaps, and the Road to Survivor Series War Games is developing, that's for sure. I'm your semi-basic host, Liz.
I'm Joseph.
And yeah, this couple of weeks was pretty story heavy because they have to build to Survivor Series on WWE.
Yeah, we're not going to get
started. Just in case. In case there was any confusion as to which product we were talking about.
Yeah, actually, we did get story from AEW the last couple of weeks, but still.
It's just Nyla.
No, they had to. Remember, they had to explain the whole Tony and Jamie Hayter blood feud.
Oh, yeah, they have a blood feud.
In 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
They were homeless in the pandemic. They were homeless roommates in the pandemic. I don't know. Okay, what room were you guys in?
First of all, unhoused.
They're not homeless. They were just room bunking together in the during the pandemic.
In like in a hotel or something.
They keep on trying to like whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So unless you are following them on social media, you're not going to know about this blood feud, as all women's storylines plays out online. So I'm not surprised. But. Well, okay, let's just kind of get that out of the way. Nyla Rose is still the TBS champ, right?
Right. The rightful TBS champ. I mean, maybe not rightful.
She's the one in possession of that belt.
The TBS champ, yeah. There's nothing else to say about it.
That's on Jade for not paying attention.
I mean, you had multiple times. You're going to send what's her ass? Dipshit Keir Hogan to get your title back? At least send Tasha Steeles.
Oh my gosh. I was surprised. Yeah. So Nyla got to have her exhibition match. You know, she's coming out with her title and all, and just killed this poor girl.
Yeah. Mimicking Jade the whole time.
And Jade's outfit was cool when they all ran out to, like, I don't know what they were going to do, but they sent like out a whole team of refs. And it was mostly just so Nyla could get away with the belt.
Well, Nyla had her security there too, her individual security, as they said that was hers.
She thinks ahead.
I know we complain about 2 minute women's segments, but this 2 minute women's segment was the best thing on Friday night.
Well, that's because it actually like
did something for the people
for
involved.
Not just to like showcase Nyla's strength. Like, we already know about this. We've already seen the jobber matches when she first came out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I really haven't been following the interim championship scene very closely. I just know, oh, it's Jamie's turn right now, and Britt's cool with it,
I
guess.
I mean, she's got the match. Britt's got her... The whole division has to run through Britt, so of course the big signing and the Chris Jericho of this division will go through Britt, even though there's other people it could have been, but whatever. I mean, there is other people it could have been, but also, like, not really. Like, nobody else can get in the ring on the mic with Saraya from their roster,
right.
And it's not to, like, discredit their skills or what they might be able to do. But they haven't had the chance. And we saw what happens on SmackDown when you don't put these women on TV and don't give them opportunities. They cannot, like, show up because they don't have the presence. They don't have the character. We don't know anything about these people. And so the only person that could have done that at this point, because the only person they've established to do that, is Britt Baker.
Well, I think at
at
this point, it doesn't even matter because Saraya just stole that whole division with that promo. God damn, that was good. I was expecting to like care at all because, I mean, duh, it's AEW.
Yeah.
But no, Saraya just...
That's why she's special. She can make you care.
She talked about how the doctors cleared her. She's like 100% cleared. And Britt gave good face throughout the whole thing.
She stumbled too, but like that's what almost brought a little more authenticity to it because like she hasn't been in front of mics in for a long time. Like, I mean, she obviously they had like their backstage stuff and their stuff like while she's been coming back, but she hasn't had the promo that she needed to have, or the time to have the promo she needed to have until that spot.
And she just, and like destroyed.
Yeah, I mean, she like I said, she wasn't, like, as fluid as she would have been if she had, like, reps after reps going into this, but she didn't need to be, because that's what we needed at that moment, was because it was more authentic, even her, like, slipping up or, like, stepping on some of the lines that she was trying to deliver. Like, she went back and then hit him afterwards.
And you know why? Because she's been doing this since she was 13 years old. The 13 or 14.
She's a goddamn professional.
Yeah.
I mean, not that the other women aren't. They just haven't time.
But like, that's how, like, she can, like, be out of the ring for years and then just, like, jump right back into it.
And she's been in front of, like, huge crowds.
She's
it's
a SmackDown,
like,
general manager. Like, she can be in front of the camera. But just her talking about her experience and, you know, the way she... she didn't cut down Britt. She didn't, like... Yeah, she didn't cut her down, but she's like, you know, here's a difference between us. Like, I actually love it here, and this is, like, what I've wanted to do my whole life. Like, you decided to do it one day.
Yeah.
And, like, it was just, I don't know, it was just, like, really, it was just really good. And, yeah, about Britt serving good face, because when Saraya was just getting super passionate about it and just, like, going off on her, like, I'm the one, like, who has wanted to do this. Like, I'm like, this is my world, basically. Yeah. And she's saying, AEW, this is my house. And Britt was even like, okay. I'm like, oh my God. Because what do you even say to that? How do you even refute that if you're Britt Baker?
No.
Can't really right now. Other than just like, and?
Yeah. I mean, and it was like, hate to go in on her, but, like, just an example in front of her. Hey, you don't have to destroy everything around you to build a division around you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, people like to call her the Charlotte of AEW, but no. Charlotte built people. There's stars built on Charlotte. There's a reason Charlotte calls herself the Opportunity. Just because they didn't win, like, they still were booked like stars. People were booked like stars against Charlotte.
Yeah.
Nobody was booked like a star against Britt Baker.
And maybe that's what it was. Maybe that was just, like, why Britt Baker was so gobsmacked. Because she's like, it hit her. She's like, oh.
She's talking to me like I'm one of the other women on this roster.
But I guess I don't feel like garbage when she talks to me. But, yeah, so I think those are, like, pretty much the only notable things I can remember from AEW. I'd probably have to go and look up the matches on Dark.
Well, the most notable thing is they were getting three women's matches on the pay-per-view card.
Well,
one of them's going to be on the buy-in, I guarantee it. But
yeah, so they made that match official.
That was the second one. They finally made Jade and Nyla official.
They're
because
like
they were originally
going to
put it, they were originally going to put it on Rampage.
Nyla Rose is the rightful title holder. Like,
Nyla Rose is the defending TBS champion against the undefeated Jade Cargill.
Okay, that's
that
good.
Would be great.
That's good.
It should be a women's. It should be a women's unification match because Nyla should have just made herself interim.
Made herself the interim champion. Yeah, she thought ahead. She planned out well. She forgot, like, she was like, dang it. I should have just done it to Tony. She leaves that thing lying around everywhere. SmackDown. We have to.
Do we have to?
They had, what is it called? The six pack match? Is that what they like to call it? So it was to decide who Ronda Rousey's competitor was going to be at Survivor Series. I'm surprised that Ronda is even defending the title. But as I'm saying this right now, Survivor Series is one of the big pay-per-views, so I'm not surprised that she's going to be on there.
Yeah, those will all be title matches, other than the big War Games matches. Yeah.
So I had seen who won. I saw that Shotzi had won. I didn't see the match. And, you know, I should have kept it that way. That was not good.
I don't think there was mean, I hate to be a dick because I love this division and I've loved all these women at certain different points.
Yeah.
But there was almost no redeemable aspect of that. Even, like, I don't think Shotzi should have won because she's just going to get fed to Rhonda at this point.
That, and also Shotzi wasn't, like, very present in that match.
Right.
She was knocked out. She was rolled outside. So, like, if we're...
Unless Rhonda's keeping that title forever and, like, you're going to start the line right now where Shotzi loses and then, like, back on the other end of...
Yeah.
Rhonda's title reign, she ends up coming back up and wins or something like that, or like is a big threat, but I don't know. I don't see feeding her to Rhonda at this point because she's such a big star.
I mean, I guess everybody is behind Shotzi. I mean, it's pretty clear here.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they would have liked to have seen Liv win, but yeah, we've been there, done that. And this, I don't know, it's like everybody forgot how to wrestle in this match.
Yeah, like they were hypnotized or something.
The pacing was so slow. And it was like
right away, too. Like,
yeah, right off the bat.
Raquel and Zaya looked really off at the end, like right away. And then they just hung out around each other by the barricade for like 30 seconds before the camera came back around to them. Because you saw that they were just standing there almost doing nothing.
Yeah, and that was the other thing, too. I think at one point, too. Oh, yeah, Lacey, when she pinned Zaya, was it Lacey? Yeah, she looked like she was going to go in for, like, a figure four leg lock or something. But yeah, then decided there to pin her. It was weird.
No, she just, like, waited there for Sonya to kick her in the head. And I don't know if they were just waiting for, it was not good. You can go back and watch it. And like all of these women who are super professionals and have been fluid in the ring before just look like it was their first match or their first match in years. And like somehow this is the level that Liv Morgan looks good in. And well, then she just didn't still oh my God.
That's the other thing too, is like Liv wasn't showing out. I mean, other than like not even not even counting the table spot.
In the world, you've been on TV literally since Becky Lynch has been like was here, and
she should have really been the one to control that match or like really set pace. And she didn't do that. And that's kind of the thing with all of the women in this match, because Zaya really hasn't had that much opportunity, even though she was like heavily featured. Zaya, Raquel, and Lacey. They've had matches like here and there. Lacey barely returned. And yeah, all three of them, they kind of need like a veteran to work off of. And Sonya and Liv were just not bringing it. And then Shotzi was just outside the whole time.
It very much felt like a house match from the beginning. Like from the time that Raquel was like all smiley and like waving at the crowd. And then like they picked up even Shotzi like waving at the crowd. Like, who are you guys waving at? You guys are on TV. That's not what happens here. This isn't a house show.
It was very strange.
Yeah.
It was very strange. But, I mean, I want to be happy that Shotzi won because I love her. But, I mean, yeah. Against Rhonda. We already know what's going to happen.
We just have to enjoy it in the meantime. And next week, or this week's SmackDown, is going to feature not only Mustafa versus Ricochet, but Shotzi versus Shayna. And
that's going to be good.
A really good show.
So Shotzi's hanging out backstage. We really didn't talk too much about Emma returning. First of all, I'm just super glad that she's on here because now I can go, Emma, if you've seen the TikToks of that guy who does that mermaid show. Not recaps, reenactments. in a very bad Aussie accent.
I love all Australians, so I'm glad that she's here, even though like I don't even care how she's going to be featured.
Well, she's looking for Madcap. Is that his name? Pet Man?
Yeah.
She was hanging out backstage looking for that guy. Shotzi was like, what? Ew. Well, no, she didn't say ew. She should have. And she's just like, oh, yeah, like I think you'll be able to like give it to Rhonda. So she's like, congratulations, bye. And then Shayna shows up behind Shotzi and then just like starts trying to like punk her out and stuff, not working. So when she's like telling her, she's like, oh yeah, you have a lot to say about Rhonda, don't you? Because Shotzi's like, who knows, like I'm ready for Rhonda, like I'm gonna be ready for whatever she dishes out. And she's like, oh, yeah, you have a lot to say. Why don't you turn around and say it to her face? And I don't think Shotzi's going to be like, oh, my God, oh, you're right behind me. She's like, yeah, I'll say it. And then it didn't even matter because Shayna started choking her out.
Yeah. And then, like, Rhonda showed like she wanted to be there again. So no complaints there from, like, a normal source of complaints. But, yeah, I'm mostly just excited to see Rhonda versus Shotzi versus Shayna.
Well, and that's what I was thinking during the segment, too, is, like, okay, cool. Yes, we are seeing like badass Shayna again, but everybody knows. Well, if you really have been following this and if you know anything about Shayna, we all know she's the better wrestler, like MMA turned wrestler.
She's the best wrestler on that roster that six-pack
after
challenge.
That showing.
That, which is something SmackDown needs help.
Yes.
After that, whether it's giving them more time so that they can actually be comfortable on camera or whether it's Kaylee Ray.
You know what? Maybe Sasha's coming back.
Or Sasha. I don't care. They need something.
But
and
yeah,
desperately.
Like they really need
at least
a professional
another
on there.
Probably two or three like top end talents like Sasha or Kaylee or people who can run matches because all of those women in that match showed that they couldn't do this.
When
point.
You hear about like, oh, so-and-so is sort of the locker room leader. I think this is where we're seeing there isn't one for SmackDown. I feel like they all get along very well,
yeah.
But I don't think there's anybody who's like,
not like there's dysfunction, but
yeah, I don't think there's anybody that's been there to just kind of like guide everybody.
Because who would it be? It would be Natty, and Natty annoys everybody.
No, because Natty is the true villain, so like nobody can really trust what she's saying. Natty's like actually giving out really good advice, and they're just like, I don't know, I saw Total Divas. Also, she's recovering from her surgery.
Yeah. TJ is the women's locker room.
He's the women's locker room. Except he also doesn't know how to like talk to the ladies right now.
Yeah.
They don't take him seriously.
He's not allowed
Maybe
to talk.
That's what it is.
He's not allowed to talk to them without Natty present. So like there's no communication going on right now. Nobody produced that match. They were just like, let me grab you and throw you into something real quick. But they're not as good as like when Bayley hit Asuka that one time. So yeah, let's just get TJ out of here. Get the man who everything turns to gold, Shane Helms, working with both women's divisions.
He probably is.
Let's just cut all the men and make it a women's promotion.
Oh, definitely. This is not like have been researched at all. So this is all just.
I don't
like,
need research to know that Hurricane is the best wrestling executive in the world.
But we don't know whether he or not he's like actually involved in these women's segments.
Oh, I don't know about these women's segments. I can guarantee he wasn't involved in that Friday one, because if it was, it would not have been that bad.
It was, oh man. Okay, let's get off of this. It's like, blah. Oh, speaking of blah, Sarah Logan. Raw, did we talk about Nikki Cross last week winning the 24/7 title?
Yeah.
We officially... That 24/7 title's gone.
It's off the roster.
It's off the roster. It's been retired.
It could have been saved.
R-Truth will probably figure something out when he comes back. But
they should just smash it up and make it the hardcore title.
They can do like a Mean Girls situation with that title. With the, like when she broke the tiara and gave a piece to everybody.
No.
Yeah, the 24/7 title was just, you know. What's more important is the friends they made along the way. Everybody running around backstage. But yeah, Dana's super sad about it, and she said everything she worked for, like that title, like it was just gone to the garbage. And so instead of fighting Nikki, she's fighting Io. But I'm not going to complain because we got a really good match out of Io and Dana. Like it's all,
I saw complaints that like Nikki destroyed Dana, so Io should have ran through her. And it's like, no, because like you don't It's such a simplistic way of thinking about wrestling. Is like, yeah. This person's so much better, so this person, if it was 15 seconds, this person needs to beat him in five. Like, no, Dana's playing up. because she hates these people.
Yeah.
And she hates what they did to their title. So right now, she's playing on a level that is closer to Io than she was closer to Nikki last week. And
right.
Yeah, Nikki is nowhere near on Io's level, but that doesn't mean that Dana's playing on the same level. And Io could be going into that, like, lackadaisical, it's just Dana Brooke, I'll run through her in 15 seconds the way Nikki did, and then getting unexpected. Like, why would you want a match to be that predictable in wrestling? Why wouldn't just
but,
watch
but also
it?
Also, the yeah. formula, the formula with Triple H anyway, and we saw it a lot on NXT, especially with like, oh, that's just a jobber. It's like, no, there's a reason why these women
right.
are here. So they're not going to have these little, you know, 5 minute bra and panties matches. They're going to show out and they're going to like, and that's how you build your opponent as well. And that's how you build your women's division.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a big difference of the two eras from Vince to Triple H is yeah. like, there is some obviously, and there's a few enhancement talents like people who fight Omos or fight Braun that
right.
like need to get destroyed and aren't on the roster. That's what those people are for. But if you have a roster spot and get a weekly contract from WWE, you're mostly not going to get taken lightly. Like, yeah, we did see yeah. that one where Nikki beat Dana last week, but that was a statement because Nikki was re-debuting. She was redoing something
yes.
at that point.
And now she's like, I don't want to say fully with damage control. I mean, she's hanging around them.
Yeah, she just
but
wants
she's
to
not.
Hurt
yeah, she's not in the unit the way damage control like debuted. But also, we're seeing like the build up to Survivor Series or to the War Games match, right? So, what?
Like, I said this on the Take Under podcast, and it makes me really sound like stupid and pretentious. War Games is not for the casuals. And, like, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just, I told you before we started signing, it's just the robot from Futurama. Like, way to go, Triple H. You got my hopes up so fucking high for War Games Survivor Series. And it's like, hey, Bloodline. Oh, really? And then, hey, I know we had all these, like, potential things. Sasha, anybody from NXT,
right.
any of these other people who are on the roster. But you're going to get me a yam. Come on.
So Damage Control's side is rounded out. That's the other thing, too, is that they approached Mia Yim. They're like, I think it's kind of funny the way Dakota's like approached Nikki and now Mia, where they're just kind of like, hey, everybody forgot about you because you suck. You should be with us. Like,
you're just like us. You also suck.
Oh, Dakota, it's not the compliment you think it is. And so Mia was like, yeah, I don't know. I don't have a problem with Bianca, but I guess I do got to choose sides, right? And then she came out later after the Dana EO match, and she said, I've made my decision. And then I choose these guys. And then Bianca, Asuka, Alexa come out. They're all dancing to Bianca's music, blah, 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 blah. And we have the four of them. We still need to find out who their fifth is going to be, but come on, it's going to be Candace.
It's going to be Candace, and she's going to turn on them in the middle of the match. I just hope against all hope, because there is potential. Triple H has shown this. The first like of these big War Games matches to screw it up, that they all get in the ring before they do whatever turn or whatever like trick they're going to do in this match, because it's not War Games until they're all in the ring. It's literally a rule that you've been posting on every one of these things before yeah. then. So please let the match start before you actually end it. Not like the first women's War Games in NXT.
So they actually did release the rules for War Games, and it is like the original, like what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
War
the
Games
match,
is a thing.
The match doesn't start until everybody is in the match or in the rings.
Technically the first women's War Games still hasn't even started.
Yeah, because they haven't followed the rule that everybody has to be in the rings for the match to start. But we're gonna get a match next week to decide who gets the advantage.
Oh,
and basically,
do we know who it's gonna be?
I don't think I caught that, but they still haven't even announced the fifth member for Team Bianca.
I don't think they will until like the week, the go home show, or maybe even the
maybe
night
they're
of.
Gonna make a surprise. I don't know. Oh, and that was the other thing too, is Rhea told Damage Control that if Mia is on the other team, well, then of course she's gonna be, have to be with them because she's having a rivalry with Mia Yim right now. Oh, and they brought back Tamina for Mia to wrestle, and it wasn't bad, but why you gotta do Tamina like that?
Yeah, I don't have much to say about that match. It wasn't for me. I hope the Mia fans liked it, and I really hope she stays away from that Advantage match. If it's not Asuka versus Io after what they've showed they can do in like this in this little rivalry, then Triple H is losing it.
I think
he's slowly regressing into Vince McMahon in that Booker chair.
I think what we're seeing right now too is Bayley kind of fading a little bit into the background, right? Well, I know Crown Jewel just happened, but still.
They had the match of the night that night. It's like we talked about last week. Like, they need more story there. You can only put on great match after great match for so long. Like, there's a reason Ricochet is not the star of this industry. He's got otherworldly talent in the ring, and he's got no charisma. And that's not Bayley. Bayley has it all.
Yeah,
I don't know what they're doing with this storyline, and that's the problem is I think, like, they thought, oh, yeah, they'll be just cool faction to shake everything up, and then they had no plan for it afterwards because Bianca does need to keep the belt because she's such a dominant champion.
Well, I think they were also trying to like get Damage Control established,
right? But
because people didn't know who they were, and now they actually have like the heels that they wanted the crowd to root against.
See, and I hate to say it because I've been nicer to her the last 2 weeks, but you know who really fucks this all up? Ronda's presence.
Yeah, no.
Because they should have that title and they should be on SmackDown running it. Because you'd have Io, Dakota, and Bayley. Three people that we just said that they could use on that roster.
Yep.
And you wouldn't have somebody eating up that title waiting for Becky Lynch to come back.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing she's doing at this point is just biding time for Becky Lynch to come back so they can have another WrestleMania match and then she could go off with her kid and never have to think about wrestling ever again in her life.
That's kind of annoying, like, because I'm sure it's in the contracts. Like, I'm sure that's why. But, yeah, it's just kind of annoying that they can't, like, be flexible about it. And they are planning for WrestleMania, which is months and months away. And I mean, who knows if Becky doesn't get hurt again or if Ronda doesn't get hurt again. Like, come
on. That's how it works. You work from WrestleMania and you plan backwards to the year before that. Like, that's the way this industry has always worked.
But in the meantime, too.
But I mean, I just...
You gotta wrestling, have subplots.
Wrestling is about selling tickets is the problem. And, like, Ronda's name still sells tickets, but Bayley should be the one selling tickets because she can tell stories. She's the MJF of this division, and you guys just, like, don't let her cook.
Yeah.
Like, she needs... Look, MJF doesn't have a title, but she doesn't, like... She doesn't get to come out and cut the promos that he does against, like... people that way, to like really cut down people that way.
Yeah, because no, I see what you're saying. I mean, she does when she needs to, and that's why, like, only when it's involving
and it's seems
like
to be
like a setting up a match or
right,
something,
like when their back is all the way up against the wall. And like I guess Damage Control as a faction from the way they premiered shouldn't have felt like that, and that's what everybody's like, that's been the big complaint about them since then. We haven't complained about it because we've been getting good matches to that point. But, like, and as Bayley fans, even we're starting to hit the wall with this. So either fucking break them up or do something with it.
Oh, no, don't let me in that one. I'm cool with Damage Control being around for.
I mean,
ever
I am too,
right,
but they
got
to do something. You want them to just be three people hanging around together forever? It's just going to be nothing at that point.
Hey, they're the tag champs right now. And we're gearing up for War Games. I think. This is going to be really good.
I hope so.
Like, this is going to be, you already have Rhea. Bianca has been in War Games. Io, obviously, and Dakota. Well, yeah, Dakota.
I'm pretty sure Mia was in that first one.
Mia? She, man, which was the one where she went through the ladders?
That wasn't that one. That was the that was the ladder match for the number one contendership or something.
Yeah, that was really good. But we all know Mia can go too in these types of matches. And obviously Bailey, duh. So that's what
I don't know that we all know that, but
she goes through ladders. This is war games. This is what is like, we're gonna get this hardcore match. And the only person I'm really worried about is Alexa.
Yeah. I mean, and that's why, like, you could have had war games with Piper, Sasha,
yeah,
Kaylee Ray, Indy Hartwell. Could have had some, like, so much more intriguing names to me. And that's why I'm down on it, but I'm still going to be excited for it. It's fucking war games. I just need to get to the point where I'm over what it could have been, which I will within the next week or two.
And that was Robin, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was the other thing, too, on NXT. We got a surprise with Zoe turning on what's her face.
Oh, yeah.
I was not expecting that at all, and I loved it. Oh, man. I am very anti-Lions. So seeing Zoe, because she turned on her because basically, yeah, they lost their chance again at becoming tag champs. And Zoe's done. And good for her.
Yeah, I was expecting it. I was expecting it from the time that they like put them together because Zoe's the star maker on that roster. I mean, Kaylee Ray's there now and she can make anybody look good, but like Kaylee's going to make Kaylee look good, first of all. Zoe always makes everybody else look good, like as even at a cost to her own star.
Yeah.
And it really sucks that she's going to have to like job out for Nikita because Nikita's a third of the potential that she has. And I really like it's Shawn Michaels being really bad at this. Shawn Michaels, it's Shawn Michaels giving Billy Corgan a run for his money at worst promoter in the entire world. And nobody should be doing that. Billy Corgan is so bad at this. I would think that Billy Corgan has lost Billy Corgan lost a bet with Satan or something.
What were his comments even? Like, that was so.
They said something about
like you're not supposed to say that part out loud.
Get women to draw, whatever. That doesn't need any time.
Just like tore down that whole like. Well, anyway, whatever. Zoe.
Yeah, and so like, I mean, I think it's great because Zoe will make her look like a star. Zoe's really good, and she'll really put her over. People will like those matches, and yeah, I mean, it's a great decision. Sucks that I need to tune out of Zoe for a little while because I'm the same. I'm not a big Nikita Lyons fan.
Well, I'm still going to watch it. And then you also have Alba just wreaking havoc on Toxic Attraction. And she's doing what she said she was going to do. She told them. She's like, I already went for Gigi. She put her through that table. Next week, I'm coming for JC. And she did. She like beat the crap out of her when she was in her car FaceTiming Mandy. And now she's coming for Mandy's title. I can't wait. This has to be it. This has to be where it changes hands, right?
If it's not, I am done with NXT until Shawn Michaels is. And that's because I really like a lot of the talents that they have on there. But I will not put myself through this anymore. I'm so over this title reign. I'm so over, honestly, just NXT being mid for over a year and almost a half now.
Yeah, I think also too, like we need to see more from like Wendy Chu. Is Tiffany Stratton injured?
No, I don't think so.
Because like we still need to see more from her too. She's like one of my favorites.
They're really buying into Sol Ruka and like they have people on there and for some reason they're giving TV time to Electra Lopez. Who put on possibly one of the worst not to be mean about it, but she put on one of the worst TV matches of 2021.
Didn't Lash Legend have a match?
That was them.
Oh.
Their match was
2021.
Yeah. It was either her and Lash or her and B-Fab, but honestly, just the both of them were probably two of the worst matches. Both of those matches were probably two of the worst matches that were on TV last year. And like, you guys are green. It's fine. You put on bad matches occasionally. You shouldn't have been on camera. That's not your fault. Again, Shawn Michaels is really bad at this. But why would you give her TV time when you have Wendy Chu and you have other people and Sol
Wendy
Ruka?
Is on TV, but
Like, I get giving Electra Lopez TV time if NXT is a women's promotion.
You know why, though?
Which I would love. Get rid of Enofi. Get rid of all of your men's roster. They're all terrible other than Bronze. Other than Bron Breakker.
He's a casualty there, too.
No.
Bye.
Move him to the main roster because he's been bigger than that show since the second week he premiered.
No, make Bron their, like, valets. Make him a woman's valet.
Fine. I don't care. Just keep him around. His legacy and the Steiners are amazing. Everybody else, every other dude on that roster could get dropped tomorrow and make it a women's roster. And then there you have time for Electra Lopez. But you have so many other people that you're not featuring week to week.
How much do you want to bet it's just because it's like, sorry, we moved up your faction without you. And Zelina took it over.
I mean,
my gosh. Zelina looks great, by the way.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it could work out for her. Look at Mandy Rose's second run in NXT, but something tells me it's not gonna be the same.
Ay, pobre.
Again, I hope Kaylee wins tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Or when this gets released tonight?
Yeah.
All right then.
I hope.
I think Alba's gonna win it. I think she's gonna take it.
Is in a new era of NXT.
Is what?
Is in a new era of NXT, and then give Mandy Rose 2 months off, let her show up in the Royal Rumble with Toxic Attraction.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Good.
Mandy deserves a break. She's carried that title for so long. I think it's time for her to get a vacation in and not have to worry about the stress of being a champion.
Like, what else are you going to prove with that character at this point? She's won in chicken shit ways. She's won, like, just actually winning before already.
Toxic Attraction is obviously never going to turn on her.
Right. Like,
so, like, there's no character development there.
Let's just be done with it. Move him to the main roster. Give him a break.
Send him to SmackDown. Jeez.
There's the 2 to 3 people that they need. All three of those people would be better than every single person that was in that six-pack challenge.
I mean, I'm not a fan of Mandy's pacing either, but you know who could do it? JC.
But Mandy's been on TV for the last few weeks.
And you know who can do it? JC.
JC's been so good. Gigi's really good, too.
Yeah, oh, obviously. But I'm just saying, like, I'm agreeing with you on JC. Like, again, when she first debuted, I didn't see it. And
it was because of the hat. You couldn't see past the hat.
I couldn't get past that. Awful.
See, there was
so
two things working against her. She had the hat, and she had just the natural charisma of Gigi working against her.
Oh, yeah.
But Gigi's got like a plateau where she's at right now. She doesn't seem to be getting any better, which she started at a great point. Like, she doesn't necessarily need to.
I was going to say, I think it's fine. JC and her just like really getting into their
But JC is real. We talked about it last week too. But yeah, JC is just hitting her stride right now.
I think also too, like I was a little bit more biased because I had already known of Priscilla Kelly beforehand. Yeah. So, but anyway, yeah, I would love to see them at Royal Rumble. But I think it's time for Mandy to go on vacation.
I think Triple H is going to try and make this Royal Rumble the best one in a long
time.
Oh,
yeah.
We're going to have at least 3 debuts or returns in both men's and women's.
Okay, that's not for a while, though.
Nope.
Like, okay.
I'm just getting so excited for it, though.
Yeah, I know. There's like so many names I just want to throw out right now, but no. Why don't we just go watch Beth Phoenix's blood come out again from her head? That entire match. Gross. And you go watch some more women's wrestling.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please give us a 5-star rating, leave a review, subscribe or follow, and share with your friends who love wrestling. Also, you can click on the link in the description to leave us a voice message, but not like any creepy ones. Okay, fine, a little creepy, but tone it down.